This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNee. China hits out against Western arms sales to Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Deputy Permanent UN Representative Gen Xiong has again criticized the sales, saying it would only lead to escalation, more civilian casualties and displacement, and make it harder to obtain a ceasefire and start peace negotiations. China says it does not and will not provide arms to either side in the Ukraine conflict, a point Geng reiterated at a Security Council meeting on Thursday. China says it's a neutral party and wants to help broker an end to the 15-month-old conflict, but has refused to criticize the invasion and blames the West for provoking Moscow. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe
Four
Biden
people have died, 81 people have been infected, and 14
has approved plans to train Ukrainian pilots on U.S.-made F-16 fighter jets, according to people familiar with that matter. That was learned as he huddled with allies at the Group of Seven summit. There have been more executions in connection with government protests in Iran.
Iran has executed three men accused of deadly violence during last year's anti-government protest, despite objections from human rights groups. Authorities say they killed a police officer and two members of a paramilitary group during nationwide protests in November. Rights groups say that the three were subjected to torture, forced into televised confessions, and denied due process. Iran has executed a total of seven people in connection with the protests. They erupted last September after the death of a 22-year-old woman, Mahsa Amini, who had been detained by the country's morality police for allegedly violating its strict Islamic dress code. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A second meeting on Friday between White House and Republican congressional negotiators on raising the federal government's $31.4 trillion debt limit broke up with no progress cited by either side and no additional meeting set. U.S. President Joe Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, told reporters on Saturday that this has been discussed at the G7.
It is definitely a subject of interest here at the G7. Countries want to have a sense of how these negotiations are going to play out. And the president has expressed confidence that he believes that we can drive to an outcome where we do avoid default. And part of the reason that he's returning home tomorrow rather than continuing with the rest of the trip is so that he can help lead the effort to bring it home.
The lack of progress was registered as Washington hurdles toward a June 1st deadline for reaching a deal, risking a historic default on its upcoming debt payments. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is hinting about a pause in interest rate hikes. AP's Ed Donahue with more.
Fed started raising interest rates 14 months ago to try to hold off inflation. Speaking at a Fed conference in Washington, Powell says interest rates are high enough to restrain borrowing, spending, and economic growth in an attempt to cool inflation.
The risks of doing too much versus doing too little are becoming more balanced, and our policy has adjusted to reflect that fact.
Several Fed officials signaled support for suspending the rate increases, at least at next month's meeting. Powell also noted the collapse of three large banks, which could cause banks to reduce the pace of lending, which could weaken the economy. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Myanmar says the death toll from a powerful cyclone this week has burgeoned to at least 145, including 117 Muslim Rohingya. A slow accounting of casualties since the storm struck Sunday has led to uncertainty about the actual event and extent of casualties and destruction. Cyclone Mocha made landfall near Sitwe Township in Rakhine State with winds up to 130 miles per hour. And a 7.7 magnitude earthquake caused a small tsunami to wash ashore in South Pacific Islands on Friday. No damage reported, and the threat passed in a few hours. Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said waves 2 feet above tide level were measured in a port town in Vanuatu. Smaller waves were measured by coastal or deep ocean gauges elsewhere. New Zealand's emergency agency expected to experience strong current with unpredictable surges at the shoreline. Waves 8 inches above the tides were measured at North Cape, New Zealand. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.